Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is an awesome day to be alive. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself, and we know that there is nothing better than knowing God. And so we're here today to do the work of the Father, and because we're here today, we know that God will use us for his glory. And we have come to worship him in spirit and in truth here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are definitely a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ himself. And I tell you, sisters and brothers, it is just beautiful being a part of the kingdom of our Most High God. Just to be a part of the kingdom is beautiful because we have a friend who is a friend closer than a brother. Jesus is a friend who is friend indeed. And if you don't have any other friends in your life, if you got Jesus as your friend, you got it all going on. And so I just thank God today for just having Jesus in my life and being a part of this royal priesthood, a holy nation. And I am called by God to be here. So each one who's here already, we appreciate you coming and joining us today. We know that God is here to take us to higher heights and deeper depths. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. And I just thank the Lord for just his love, his grace, his mercy, because he is our hiding place. That is where we are today. We are hiding in the Lord, and we know that he is a high tower where the righteous can run into, and we are safe. So we thank God for safety this morning here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. If you're not feeling safe, just look to the Lord. Look to him who is able to wrap his arms around you. Wherever you are, he can wrap his arms around you, and you will feel safe in his arms. So I just thank God today for that. I thank God for just taking us to a level of love. You know, he's teaching us how to love. There are many people who are not easy to love, but if we know Jesus Christ, we're able to love one another. There are people who just don't seem to want to be loved, but we know that we can love them anyway. Sometimes we need to love the mess that is in them, you know what I mean? So I just thank the Lord today for the opportunity to be here in the service of the Lord on this Tuesday, the 21st day of January 2020. Yes, and we're glad about this year. God has shown us already that he is large and he is in charge. So if you have someone you can call, text, or let them know that we're on the air, let them know that we are serving the Lord and that they can receive something this morning, something that is going to help them and benefit them as they go through their day. So call a friend, tag a friend, text a friend. If you're on social media, put it out there that we are on the air. I know God is doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes. So we're here this morning at the hour of power of prayer at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends. And so we're glad today for all that God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hiding place. You are our truth. You are our joy. You're everything that we need and more. There is nothing better than knowing you, oh God. There's nothing better than just receiving you as our Lord and King and Savior. We thank you, Jesus, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. You are the chief cornerstone. We thank you that you are the beginning and the end. Jesus, we know that you were there in the beginning. You will be there in the end. Even when we leave this earth realm, you will be around, and we're glad about that. We are looking forward to that day when we will see your face in peace, oh God, when you will tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Lord, we thank you so much because you have given us the plan of salvation. You have shown us how to live for you. You have given us the words that we need that is in the Bible, oh God. And we know that that is the best thing that we have been able to read, oh God, is your word. And we sup of your word each and every day, God, as that word ministers to our spirits, oh God, and helps us to grow in you, God, and helps us to be able to come against the wiles of the devil. My Lord, we thank you that we keep on the whole armor of God to be able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. Yes, Lord, we have our on the breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth. We have on our feet the gospel of peace, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith, oh God. We're covered completely by Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we are able to repel everything the devil will try to send against us, oh God, and we're rising in you, Lord, higher and higher, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that we rise in the Spirit, and we come boldly to your throne of grace, seeking your help in the time of need, oh God. And we know, Father, that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are the called according to your purpose, oh God. And we believe that we are the called according to your purpose, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for we are forgiven. As we have come, Lord, we came and asked to be forgiven, and we have been forgiven, oh God. And Lord, if we fall, Lord, we can get back up, oh God, and we know that you will forgive us many times again. But we know, Father, today that we don't want to continue in sin just because grace abounds. So we thank you, Lord, today for our minds will be in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, Father, I pray for those who are out there who are lost. I pray for the lost today, oh God, because there are many people who are stumbling around in darkness, oh God. There are multitudes in the valley of decision. And I pray, Lord, today that they will make a decision for you, oh God, that they will make a decision to ask for repentance, Lord, and to come to be a part of this kingdom, oh God. We ask you, Father, today that you continue. I know that you are, but I ask you, Father, to help my family, help the families of each and every person on this prayer line, oh God, to make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God, because we know that there will come a time when we will leave this earth realm, oh God, and when we leave this earth realm and the blood is dried up in our veins and we no longer have breath in our bodies, oh God, we will not be able to speak or talk or do anything, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, today that many are coming even now, God. There are many people coming into the body of Christ. There are disciples out there, oh God. There are people who are reaching the lost, oh God. There are many who are speaking right now on your behalf. So I pray, God, today that you cover those, oh God, especially those in these countries where they are persecuted, prosecuted, killed, and put in jail because of the cause of Christ. So I pray, Lord, today for a covering over their lives, that you protect them, oh God, keep them from harm's way, oh God, that they will be able to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you for that this morning, oh God. I praise your name, oh God. Lord, there are those who are in the depths of despair. There are those who are down and out, God, who need you right now. Lord, I bind up the spirit of heaviness, oh God, and loose the spirit of joy. I loose the spirit of peace, Lord. I loose the spirit of just rejoicing in you right now, Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God, and with joy we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh Lord. I pray, Lord, today for those who are just feeling like they're at their wits' end. They feel like they don't want to live anymore. Some are on the verge of suicide. I bind up that demon of suicide, that Cain spirit, that murdering demon, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I decree they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost just move across this United States of America and bring change in this United States of America. The mother who's out there, O God, who doesn't have food for her child, O God, who has used the money for drugs, oh God, or alcohol, Lord Jesus. Somebody's out there prostituting their body. My God, I pray, Lord, today for their deliverance. I pray for their healing, oh God. They feel like they just have done all that they can do, oh God, and it just seems like they've come up against a brick wall time and time again, Lord. I pray, Father, today that somebody will reach out to them, even just you sending your angel, oh God, to speak to them as you did to Paul when Saul when he was out there doing damage against the kingdom of God. He later became Paul, oh God. I thank you, Lord, today that you may give somebody even now, Lord, a Damascus Road experience, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will look
to the hills. From whence cometh their help, O God? Because their help cometh from the Lord. They will look up to you, O God. They will look up and see your face, O God, or see your spirit, O God. Not your face, God, but your spirit, O God. See the spirit of the living God moving, O God, moving around them, O God. They will even maybe see an angel, Lord, that's talking to them, O God. Oh, yes, my God, my God. I know that you have used angels down through the years, O God, in the Bible, Lord, and in this day and time, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today that you have things in place, oh God, to help people to get to the place where they can receive you into their lives, receive you into their hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. I glorify your name, oh God, for the beauty of your love, oh God. Your love is so wonderful, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, today that many people are coming in, Lord. Lord, even in our homes, oh God, there are people in our homes who need to be saved, oh God. Many have been resistant to you, oh God. Many have felt like they just want to do it their own way, oh God, and their own way is not the best way to do it, Lord. So I pray, Father, today for deliverance, oh God, for our children, Lord, for our grandchildren, oh God, for our moms and our dads, our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our neighbors, oh God, our enemies, oh God, the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, oh God, those who are serving Satan, those who are serving Buddha, those who are serving in Al-Qaeda, those who are in these gangs, oh God, I pray, Lord, today that you deliver, Lord, that you heal, Father, that you bring, Father, people into the knowledge of the truth, oh God, and that they will be set free, God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So we thank you for freedom this morning in the name of Jesus. My God, there are those who are in the body of Christ, oh God, who are struggling with drugs and alcohol and pornography, illicit sex, oh God, and fornication, oh God. We decree and declare that people will get right with you today, oh God, and stay right with you, God, because we don't know, they could just suddenly just fall dead, oh God, and they don't know that they will have an opportunity to come and repent, Father. So I pray, Father, today, those who are struggling in their witness, oh God, those who are struggling with things, oh God, that the enemy continues to bring against them, oh God, to bring into their minds to do wrong, God. My God, my God, you have given them a way of escape, Lord. So I thank you, Father, today, that they escape into your arms, oh God, escape into your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you. I glorify your name, God, because you're great, God. You're doing a wonderful work even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to pray for the little babies, oh God. So many children, oh God, are being hurt, Lord, just unmercifully, oh God. Their parents, some of them are beating the kids, oh God, because they're angry with their mate, oh God, angry with the child of the father, the mother or the father of this child, Lord. Some of them are upset with their bosses and people around them, oh God. They're taking it out on these kids. My Lord Jesus, help the babies, oh God. Help the children, oh God, who are helpless, oh God, who should be loved, oh God, who should be cared for, oh God, who should be tenderly developed in their lives, oh God, should be hugged and kissed and talked to in a very nice manner, Lord. Those who have venom in their mouths, oh God, towards the children, oh God, I pray, Father, today for healing of these people, oh God, who are doing these heinous things against the babies, those who are molesting our kids, oh God, those who are sodomizing our kids, oh God. I decree and declare that they shall be caught, Lord. Lord, let them be caught, Lord. Those who are trafficking our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for deliverance. I pray for healing, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that it shall be revealed, oh God, those who are doing these things against our children and even against adults, oh God, those who are kidnapping people, oh God, and enslaving them, oh God, for sexual favors for different people, Lord. I pray, God, today that you open up the opportunity, oh God, for people to be caught, oh God. Take the covers off of them, oh God. Get them from behind those closed doors, oh God. Expose them today, Lord. Exposure today, oh God. I decree exposure in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Some of these people in these nursing homes, oh God, and in these nurseries, oh God, who are doing these evil things against our children and against our elderly, oh God, I pray, Father, today that you will expose them and let them come to a place of getting out of this foolishness that they're in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, oh, my God, I pray, Father, today for forgiveness, oh God, that people will come and ask for forgiveness this morning in the name of Jesus. I loose the spirit of salvation this day. I loose the spirit of repentance this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord, that many will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? How can I get right with God right now? How can I be forgiven right now? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, Lord. That murderer, oh God, we pray for that murderer, oh God. There are many people who have killed people, Lord, and it's weighing heavily on their minds, oh God. Lord, some of them need to just come forth and just admit what they've done, oh God, and suffer the consequences of the crimes that they've committed, Lord. Those who are out there intending to rape somebody, oh God, I know, God, today that you can do a miracle, Lord, and stop the rape, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that the healing spirit will heal across this land, the United States of America, and around the world, oh God. There are many countries, oh God, where it seems to be okay for people to do things against other people, oh God. But I pray, Father, today for relief. I pray for the relief of those, oh God, who are being abused in any kind of way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you. And Lord, I pray for these different things that are happening out there in the world, oh God. This disease, oh God, I think it's the coronavirus, oh God, that is being spread. It just seems to be a very bad, quickly spreading virus, oh God. I think they said it multiplied 3 times over the weekend, oh God. And I pray, Father, today for them to catch those people and help those people to not spread this virus, oh God. The people who look and think they may have it, that they will come forth and get some help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for those people in Australia, oh God, the fires, oh God, and then the hailstorm that came through, oh God. I pray, Father, today that you help to heal and rebuild these places, oh God. Puerto Rico, oh God, who had the hurricane, oh God, and now they had the earthquake, oh God. Lord, so many things happening there, Lord. I pray for, Father, for relief, oh God, in those places, oh God, that are so difficult, oh God. I pray, God, today for the United States of America, because we need you in this United States of America. So much chaos, oh God. So much chaos in the government. My Jesus, I pray for peace, Lord. I pray for peace in this United States of America, that your people, oh God, will humble ourselves and pray, oh God. We pray, Father, today that we will fast, that we will continue to hear from you, oh God. You heal this land, oh God, the United States of America. So many different things that are happening, oh God. People getting shot dead in malls and in the streets, oh God, for no reason, oh God. Innocent bystanders and people who should not be shot, oh God, are being shot and killed dead, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you heal this land where we live, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I glorify your name, oh God. I loose peace in this United States of America. We need peace this morning in the United States of America. I pray, Father, today that you deliver. In fact, right now, I just ask everyone to come in. Let's pray for the USA. Let us pray that God will help this United States of America to come to their knees, get on their knees and begin to pray and ask God to forgive them, every person in this United States of America. Let us pray for the U.S. of A. this morning. In the name of Jesus, let's lift our voices and pray this morning. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We ask you, Lord, to heal this land, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to deliver this land, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. If you're out there, let us hear your voice as you pray for the United States of America. Healing spirit, move across the land. Healing spirit, deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, my God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, that heal and deliver, Lord. That many people are in a place of this, not knowing what to do, oh God. We pray that they shall get right with you, God. And do it now, oh God. My God, my God. Heal the land where we live, God. Heal our families today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Heal every street, oh God. Every corner, Lord. In the name of every highway, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mordecai, Shaitan, Mordecai, Yes, Lord Jesus. We need deliverance in this land of America, my God. United States of America, Lord, we need you today.
Of Jesus.
My God, my God, my God. Yes, Lord Jesus. My God, my Lord Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord,
we
will continue to lift our voice to the King,
oh
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
Lord.
Let us hear the
sound, God.
Let
us hear the sound, Lord God.
Let
us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us hear the
sound,
Lord God.
Let us hear the sound, Lord God. Let us
And
in the name of Jesus,
God.
Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, God. And let your enemies lift the dust today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, let the people of our nation look at the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, in the land of the living, oh God. Oh God, we pray that our leaders will be just, oh God. And we pray that they will rule by the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, let us see some of the Lord. We pray that the poor and needy of the nation be delivered, oh God. In the name of
Jesus,
Marco, let's keep the
Lord.
I pray that the Lord rule over our nation. Let our nation be glad and rejoice, O God, in this hour, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Helen, for speaking
of
Makuta. I pray that the wicked be laid down and withered as a green herb, O
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Helen, for speaking of Makuta. My God, my God, I pray that all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him this morning. In the name of Jesus. My God, my God, I pray that my nation will praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth, oh God. Save my nation, Lord. My God, oh hallelujah. I pray, God, today that our nation will be healed by the leaves from the tree of life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my
God.
I pray that our nation will show forth the praises of
God.
In the name of Jesus, I pray that we shall see the glory of God in this nation. In the name of Jesus, my God.
In the name of Jesus,
I pray that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and in judgment, Father. In the name of Jesus,
Lord God.
I pray that the parched places in our nation will become a flow, and every thirsty will be a heart of spring of water in Jesus' name, oh God. I pray that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in the United States of America, and that all will oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Praise your name, O Father. We bless your name this morning, God, because you're doing it today, God. In the name of God, God, my God. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of God.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord,
God, that
you're moving the United States of America, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We believe that the word of the Lord is coming forth in this nation, God. Let the word be spoken with demonstration and power in this nation, in the United States of America,
Lord.
We thank you, Father, today, the Spirit of the Lord is moving across this land in the worst case of peace. Let there be a move, oh God. Let there be a renewed interest in the things of God. Let the Bible break out in
So we come to praise you, worship you, O Lord God. We ask you that you would do something, O Lord God, that you would step in, O Lord God, and you would be here, O Lord God, with a quick response, O Lord God.
We praise you this morning, O Father. We magnify your name, O
God.
We glorify you,
God.
Praise
you, God. In the name of
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah, we magnify your name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, O God.
None greater than you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And we glorify your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Nakayosia, Ebo Shade, God. Nakayosambo, God. Ebo Hoko, Rasandanasia, God. In the name of Okoya, Sibirike, Yasandi, God. Hallelujah, Boko, Rasandanasia, God. Ebo Shando, Ebo Yasi, God. Oboko, Rasandanakaya, God. In the name of Ebo Shida, Nakayosia, God. God, in the name that's above every name, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, show yourself strong, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. God. Yes, Lord God. Strengthen right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliverance today, oh Lord God. In your name, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we praise you, God. There is none greater, by Shadu Nukuya, O Lord God. There is none greater, Lord God. There is none greater than you, Miko, for Yasi, Nidiki, yes, I got it. From the rising of the sun, O Lord, Nukuya, God. To the going down, Abel, Shita, Nakayo, see God.
In the name of Jesus, my God.
Your name is praise, O Lord God.
King, we
worship you,
Lord God.
Hallelujah, praise
you, God. In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, I pray that the people who
yes,
walk
God.
In darkness in this
yes,
nation will be,
yes,
will be able to see the light.
Hallelujah.
Let your light shine on those
Lord
in the shadow
yes,
of darkness
right
in this United States
in the
of
name.
America, Lord. We thank you for deliverance,
God.
Oh God.
Get
hallelujah.
Your mind everywhere, God. In the name of
my
Jesus,
God, my God. I
yes,
pray
God.
That your
thank
government,
you,
O God,
God,
and peace, O God, shalom,
God.
Will continually
yes,
increase
God.
In this nation,
yes, God.
In
yes,
the
God.
United States of America,
yes,
Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your
justice
and judgment increase
Jesus,
in our nation,
today,
Lord. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now, Father.
Hallelujah.
It looks so much better, O God, because you shall reign in
today.
This nation, Father. You shall reign forever,
yes,
O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I pray that righteousness is coming to this nation, O God. And our nation shall be exalted, Father, as you desire, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your spirit, let your Holy Spirit be poured out in this nation, O God. And let our sons and daughters prophesy as you have declared in your word, Father.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We sing a new song unto you, O God. We confess, O Lord. Hallelujah.
We sing the song to Zion, God. We came to worship,
Lord,
Lord God.
My Lord, my
we came
Lord.
To be a part of, Lord God. Of the circle, Lord God. We came, Lord God. To worship, Lord God.
Lord
God.
We thank you, Lord, today. But the fervent sexual prayers
Lord
of righteous men and women that
yes,
failed,
and
Lord, in this
help,
nation, Lord,
Lord,
all
your
trust
in
you, Lord,
that
you are praying, and we thank you for
the
every prayer warrior,
that's
every
above every name, God.
Those who pray for our nation
name,
who are outside of
every
the nation, we thank you, Lord, today for
every
them.
Tongue
Lord, we praise you, God.
You are the God
of
our
spirit of prayer,
salvation,
Lord,
God.
Because we need
you
it right
God
now.
Our deliverance, God.
My Lord,
to the King of Kings.
Bless your name, God.
To the Lord
praise
of Lords.
Your name, Father.
So we thank you.
Glory to your name,
you,
Lord.
God.
We praise your name, Father.
Of Jesus.
For what you're doing, Lord, it's marvelous
name,
in our eyes,
God.
Hallelujah.
That's above our name, Lord. So we praise you, Lord.
Healing of this nation, oh God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you.
There's none greater, God. There's none greater than you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Father.
You're able, God.
Glory.
Able, shut down the Kaiosi, God.
Yes.
You're able, God. You're the one that's able, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Working the supernatural, God.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, oh God. So, God,
yes.
we bless your name this morning, God, and
praise
we praise
yes.
your name,
hallelujah.
Lord God. Lord God, give clear direction,
yes, God.
God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to the presidents of this
it's
United
name,
States,
pray,
oh Lord God.
Hallelujah,
all Congress,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah,
thank
yes, God.
You, Jesus.
Evo Shita Nakayosia. Amen, God. We thank
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, sir, we do, Lord.
Praise
yes, we do,
name.
God. We thank you, God.
Thank
we thank you,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord God. In the name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Every knee is bowed, oh God. Tongues are confession, oh God. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
yes,
God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord this morning. You know, there are times we just need to pray for specific things. And so we were praying for our nation is in a mess right now, but you know, a lot of the stuff we see is what the Lord has spoken in his word.
chaos all around, greed all around, and men are lovers of themselves, and wars and rumors of wars. All of these things have been spoken of in the Word, but we still, as prayer warriors and intercessors, we still pray. The Word tells us to pray without ceasing, and that's what we do. You know, in our private time, when we come to this prayer line, we pray with one another, and we know that God is answering prayer. God is a prayer-answering God, and so we're grateful for that this morning. So we're going to do some Word this morning. We're going to go to some scriptures today, and I pray that as we're doing the scriptures, you will write them down, read them later, read all around. You know, when I give a verse or two, you can read the rest of it, get the whole deal about what the scripture is saying to us. You know, I pick some things out so that we can help to build what God has spoken for us to do, that we will build our faith in Him. We will build that tenacity to go out and win the lost. And so today we're going to talk about reaching the lost everywhere. Last week we talked about gaining our vision for 2020, and that is gaining our vision to win the lost for Christ. And we do realize that there are many people who are out there who need Jesus Christ. We have many family members who are lost in their sin. We know friends, neighbors, co-workers, many people are working and on the job. There are so many heathens on the job. We have clients, many people have clients. There are enemies out there who don't know Jesus Christ. And sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone as men and women of God. You know, sometimes it seems comfortable to just be in your prayer closet and not really go out and talk to anybody about Jesus Christ. But we all have been put here to go out into the highways and byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ. And as we go into the Word today, we will see that there are different administrations, but one body. We are different people in the body of Christ, and God has gifted each and every one of us in a different way. And so whatever your gift is that God has given you to do, use your gift for the glory of God. So we're going to go to the Word, and as we go into the scripture, we will be looking at Mark chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And before we get to those verses, Jesus was in Capernaum, and the people knew he was there. He had been doing a good work. You know, he'd been healing people and saving people's souls and, you know, forgiving their sins. But at this particular time, he had healed a man who had palsy after he had forgiven him his sins. And we know that during the course of Jesus' reign, the scribes and the Pharisees were out there questioning what he was doing. They were trying to find fault in him. And so in this particular situation, the scribes were questioning his authority to forgive sins, because instead of healing the man to begin with, what he did was forgave the man of his sins. He did what he had to do to help this man. And so, like I said, the scribes and the Pharisees constantly watched Jesus trying to find fault. And even in our personal lives as Christians, as people of God, we will find people in this day and time watching us, looking to find fault. In fact, I remember years ago when I returned to Jesus Christ, because I was certainly a backslider, and I thank the Lord for protecting me while I was in my sin. Somebody was praying for me. And so it's important that we continue to pray one for another and pray for those who are lost, because as we pray, God answers those prayers and protects those people. So I remember when I was out there, I used to gamble. And so one year we had a family reunion in New Jersey. And in New Jersey, we were able to go to the casinos and gamble. So once I received Jesus as my Savior, and, you know, I asked for forgiveness and God allowed me to come back to the kingdom, somebody in my family came to me and asked me about gambling. Weren't you gambling when you were saved? Well, no, that was prior to the time when I was saved, or when I came to Christ. And so we see that people are watching your life. They're looking to find fault. They're looking to find a way to discredit your a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we see here as we read the scripture that these scribes were trying to find fault with Jesus Christ. And so we cannot let that deter us in what we're doing to help expand the kingdom of God. People always talk about us, even in the body of Christ. People talk about each other. They say negative stuff about one another. There are all kinds of funny oddball things happening in the body of Christ too, but just the fact that we are to be an example, we're to be a light in a dark world, that's what we need to do. Our lives should be a testimony of who we are in Christ. Many times we will find ourselves outside of our comfort zone. I know that Jesus was not hindered by what people were saying about him, and that he did what he was sent to do by his Father, our God. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He caused the blind to see. He did so many miracles while he was here. And so we as saints of God should do what we have to do to help many who are lost out there. We continue these prayers. The prayers are so important because we cannot reach everybody, but God gives us opportunity as we go through life to reach somebody. There's somebody out there that we come in contact with that we can tell them about Jesus and his love, or just show the love of Jesus Christ. There are times you may not have an opportunity to speak out personally. You just being in a place of sharing a kind act. Sometimes an act of kindness will help somebody to see the Jesus in you. So we will continue to pray, and when the opportunity presents itself, we will share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're going to look here in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. And so verse 14 says, "And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him." I'm reading from the King James Version, and that's what I normally do here at this prayer line. Verse number 16, "And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And so let's think about this thing. Jesus is sitting there, and I can imagine all kinds of things was happening while he was sitting there. Many times we, as a people of God, can go out and do some things that are not normal, that people would not normally see us doing. Even if I had, let's just go back to that story when I was, they were challenging me about the gambling or going into this casino. Okay, let's just say I was in a casino. I could be in that casino reaching out to somebody who needs Jesus Christ. God gifts us in different ways that we can go into some places that may not seem normal for us to reach the lost. These people who are in the casino, most of them most likely are not going to be saved. When you think about just the different places that people go to gather and do things that they like, things that are pleasurable to them, like going into a club, drinking and drugging and all these kinds of things, there are places that God has gifted people to do and go and reach the lost. So let's just think about where the people are who need Jesus Christ. Some of them are in extremely dark places, and they may seem hard to reach. God has gifted his people, you and I, to go out there to get it done. And I'm reminded of the time I was attending New Covenant Christian Ministries in Lithonia years ago when I first lived here. When I first came to the Atlanta area, I was attending the church where Pastor Bill and Pastor Deanne, they are leaders over there. They're still there. In fact, they have a second church now. But I was attending that church, and I remember Apostle Lafayette Scales. He was from Columbus, Ohio. He would come periodically to the church, and he told us about a part of his ministry that would go into the clubs. They had a ministry of just going out to the clubs every week, I believe, or at certain times of the month, they would go to the clubs to talk to lost souls. They would have their Bibles. They would sit there at the tables with these people, and they would share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these people who were out there in there trying to get high, you know, getting drunk and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, we all have different gifts and callings. God has called different ones of us to do different things. But that right there, that just stuck with me from that day until now. I often think about Apostle Lafayette Scales, and, I mean, his church, I mean, there are so many people in his church that he's gone out into these places where it seems so difficult. It seems like, well, maybe we shouldn't be in there. But, yeah, like Jesus, he was sitting there with people that were not, you know, he's drinking with publicans and sinners. I mean, those, the sinners are the ones who are sick. This is what Jesus was telling these scribes and Pharisees who were challenging him. And so he let them know these people are sick. They need help. Those people in the hospital, just think about this. When you go to the hospital and you're sick, the doctor comes in and does something to try to help you. And so Jesus was telling them these people were sick. These people were in sin. They need help. They need me. And so Jesus was right there. And Lafayette Scales and his team, they would go into these places. They would go inside of the club, and they would help people to know about Jesus. And many of the people came, and then they, too, were able to go back and help somebody. I also heard of another pastor who would go to the clubs. He wouldn't go inside. He would wait for the people to come outside of the club when they were on their way home. So they would be in the parking lot. Different ones would be talking to the ones who had been in there. Some of them come out drunk. Some of them were about to drive and should not be driving. And maybe they got a ride home that night, safely got to their home because this pastor and his team were in the parking lot. So what I'm saying is that there are different ways that we as a body of Christ can go out and win the lost for Christ. There are those who have a gift to go into crack houses. There is a husband and wife that I'm reminded of who are gifted to go into the crack houses to help people get delivered. They're able to go in there and reach those who may not necessarily make it to the church, and they have probably helped somebody who may have been in a place of overdosing on some drugs to get them to know about Jesus and his love. Many of us need to start in our homes. Some of our homes need a touch. Some of our children, some of our grandchildren, some of our moms and dads. Some of us are saved, and then our moms and dads are not saved. And so God has gifted each and every one of us to do something. Each and every one of us can do something to reach the lost. God has gifted each of us with something unique to win the lost. And so here we're going to go back into, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians. Let me see, what chapter is this? Chapter number 12. And we're going to start with verse number 12. Let me look and see, make sure I'm reading the right spot. Okay, this is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, number 12, yes. Okay, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?" Verse 18, "But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, 'I have no need of thee,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given to a more abundant honor to that part of to that part which lacked." Verse 25, "That there shall be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it." Verse 27 says, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles?" Verse 30 says, "Have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show unto you a more excellent way. And so the point today is to help us all to remember that we have different parts that are necessary, just like our body. We have those fingers. We have our hand. We have eyes. Each part of the body has a function. Each part of the body needs to be there in order for us to be a whole body. And so everybody in the body has a function. We all have a function to go out and win the lost for Jesus Christ. We all have a mandate to do something to bring somebody to Christ. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read 4 and 5, verses 4 and 5 says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord." And so when we see the Lord speaking to us, telling us that each and every one of us is here in the body of Christ, God has given each and every one of us gifts that we are to use for his glory. And so every one of us, what are the ways and opportunities that we can go out and reach the lost? Every one of us has an opportunity to do something. You know, when you're out there at the gas station, many times I talk about the gas station or the grocery store. When you're in line and there's somebody behind you or somebody in front of you, the line may be long. You may deliberately want to get in a long line so you will have an opportunity to even just talk to somebody and share, you know, find out what's going on in their lives. You don't have to know the person. Sometimes there's somebody in the line who needs somebody to talk to, and God will divinely appoint you to reach that person and talk to them about their lives and then offer Jesus Christ right there in the grocery store. You don't have to wait until you get to the church. In fact, when they come to the church, they would have already heard something about Jesus Christ to entice them, to make them want to come to the church. And so we as a people of God, let's get out of the comfort zone that we're in as men and women of God. Be in prayer. Ask God, Lord, what is it that I can do? What is it that I can change in my life to help do better about winning the lost for Jesus Christ? Because there are so many people who are out there who are lost in their sin, so many people who are out there who are depressed, so many people who have been in the body of Christ and they have turned their backs on Jesus Christ, as I did. When I first came to Jesus, I was 25 years old and it was 40. I was age 40 when I returned to Jesus Christ. So there were 15 years from the time I received Jesus until the time I came back. I mean, immediately after I came into the body, it was just some things that happened in my life and I just went back into the world and did some things that God didn't want me doing. But I thank the Lord that somebody was praying for me. I thank the Lord that my mom and dad, they just didn't give up on me. And we're not giving up on anybody. We're just praying for people all across the world, praying for our family members and praying for people we don't know, people we will never know, but we keep the prayers going and we will get out there. We will do something. There are times when we go and we knock on the doors. We did that quite a bit when I was in Jacksonville. We would get a team together. We would go knock on the doors and we would talk to people about Jesus Christ. And we would have events. We had a street party. We had people come into the street party. We would just block the street off and just have a party there on the street. And people in the neighborhood would come. You know, there are so many different opportunities that we can use to win the lost for Jesus Christ, or invite somebody to lunch or invite somebody to a play or something. And while your people who are on your job who don't know Jesus will go to the play with you and then, you know, maybe talk to them about Jesus. And that doesn't have to be that you're beating somebody over the head with the Bible, but there's a way to show love to one another, show love to those who are lost and don't know Jesus as their Savior. So just remember that we are different types of people. God has put different people in the body, and he also talks about the different administrations, and we think about the different churches that are out there. The churches shouldn't be fighting against one another because we should be using the same Bible. Sometimes I wonder if people are using the Bible when I listen to some of the things they're saying on the TV or on the radio, and they're supposed to be talking about Jesus Christ. I wonder, you know, what they're using for their basis of teaching. But, you know, we as a people of God, we know that God says that there will be wolves in sheep's clothing out there. And so we just have to know the word so that we can try the spirit to know whether it be of God. God told us that in his word. And so as we go out and we are doing the work, we realize that some of us may be like a finger. Some of us may be like a thumb. Somebody might be like a toe. Some of us may be like a leg. We, you know, the different parts of the body are put together in a special way. God put the body together so that it will function as it should. And so he put the body of Christ together so that we will function as we should. There are different people that can be reached by different ministries, just like the pastor up in Columbus, Ohio. He's able to go out into the clubs and reach people. Some of us may be able to just go to the grocery store and reach somebody. Somebody may be in the library. You know, there are people who like to go to the library. While you're in the library, you can just strike up a conversation and talk to somebody about Jesus Christ and what he did and how they can prepare for eternity, because eternity, I'm telling you, is a long, long time. Just in my mind, can I really fathom just how long eternity is? I mean, in our minds, there is a limit to just about everything. When you're sitting in your home, there's a limit to how tall the ceiling is in your house, or there's a limit to the streets that you drive down. But there is no limit to eternity. It goes on forever. And so when you leave this earth in this mortal body, you want to be ready for Jesus Christ so that you can go to heaven and be with the Lord forever and reign with him forevermore. We don't want to end up in hell. We don't want other people ending up in hell. But there are so many people who will be there, because that is just the way it is. We know that God has the heaven and God has the hell too. And so there are people who will go to the hell and some will go to heaven. And so we're looking forward to more people, starting with our families, starting with our families, sisters and brothers. Just continue to pray. You know, we put down a list of everybody. You know, many times I'm praying, and I will start with my oldest sister. I will call her name, even though she's serving in the church and all that. And then I will call out all of her children and her grandchildren. Then I go to the next sister in the lineup. I go all the way down. I pray for every person in my family, everyone in my immediate family. And then, you know, praying for other people, the cousins and the aunts and uncles. They're those who are struggling, who don't know Jesus as their Savior. So I don't know how you set your prayer up, but that's one of the things I do. And sometimes I may start from the bottom and start with Yolanda, who is the youngest, and pray for everybody in her family, her husband and children, grandchildren, and come up the line to Rosalind, who is the oldest in the family, and pray for everybody in between. And so, and pray for my own daughter and her children, because we all need to cover each one. Even though people are in the body of Christ, we still need to pray that we will not fall backwards, because there's so many temptations that are out there that will cause us to maybe fall backwards and do things that God would not want us to do. So we're going to keep these prayers going. We're going to keep the faith, so to believe that God is changing our families' lives and bringing many into the body of Christ. So let us pray right now. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, today for the opportunity just to be here, just to pray, to read the word, to study the word, to understand your word, oh God. We know, Father, today that there are many who are out there lost in their sin. And I pray, Lord, today that you continue to draw those, oh God. And, Lord, as you're tugging on their hearts, Lord, I pray, Father, that they will receive Jesus, that they will heed the call, oh God, that they will do it before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. It's not too old, oh God. Person's not too old. I thank you, Lord, even for my uncle many years ago at his age of 87, that he did receive Jesus as his Savior, God, at that late of an age. And not too long after that, he did pass away. But, Lord, there are others out there who need you right now. Young ones, oh God, old ones, middle ones, oh God, middle-aged ones, oh God. We pray and thank you, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they are coming to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what they're doing right now, Lord. We believe in the future they'll look so much better because they will serve you, God. They will be the servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. My God, we pray not only for our families, but families in this United States of America, all across this land, oh God. Not only the United States, Lord, we pray for all the continents, oh God, each one name by name, God. We thank you, Lord, today, all the islands out there, oh God. People need your help, Lord. People living in the mountains, some in the valleys, oh God. Some are living on boats. Some are living under trees, and some are living under bridges, oh God. We pray for each person no matter where they are. We pray, Lord, today that you will continue to draw, God. Draw them, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, Lord. Even as a deer panted after the water brook, let their souls be hungry and thirsty for you, God, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that they will have a hunger and thirst for righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as they come, Lord, even the people who came this weekend, Lord, who came to Jesus Christ, I pray for their stability, that they will plant themselves in the churches that they came and joined, oh God. I pray, Lord, today that they will take the word of God and let it be hidden in their hearts that they will not sin against you, Father. I praise you, God, today for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing throughout this land. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God, because you are so great and greatly to be praised, and you are faithful to your word, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for more souls coming into the kingdom before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. I pray for each and every sister and brother who's here on this prayer line. I pray, God, today that you strengthen all of us, oh God, that we're all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. It's in your name I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen, it is so. Amen, praise the Lord. I thank God for each one who's here. I pray that we will have a beautiful rest of the day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you. Adios. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022.
10:22. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.